off my head here on the program. Always great to have that happen, and we appreciate you coming along with us for our final segment here on a Wednesday, April 21st of 2021. Friends of the Salvation Army joining us for some updates. Always good to talk with whether it be Connie or any of the other folks of the Salvation Army. And we're going to highlight the Salvation Army thrift store. Lots going on at the thrift store. If you haven't been, it's a great place to stop by, a great place to make a donation if you're doing some of that spring cleaning still. And thrift store manager Brenda Bertram joining us. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
You made it through the snow showers.
I did. You know, being in Wisconsin is kind of expected.
That is true. I said that on the air earlier. I feel like all of us in like radio or TV always kind of have that, oh, it's snowing in April kind of attitude, but we all know it's coming. So
yeah,
that's just par for the course here. But thanks for coming in. And thrift store, busy place to be this time of year. As I said, I'm sure you've got some people stopping by with, you know, donations, but there's a lot on the shelves and a lot for people to come out and check out, right?
Yes, that's very true. We've had a good year so far, and we're so thankful to the Fond du Lac community for keeping our shelves stocked and for all of the good that they have continued to bring to us so that we can continue to give it right back.
That's an important thing that you and I were kind of talking about off the air. The money that, you know, people spend, they might pick up some, you know, some clothes, some appliances, some games. I know you got a special on those or had a special on those this month. All that's going right back to our community. That's really cool to see.
That's correct.
So let's talk about what some of the specials are for this month. I know you got a calendar in front
of
you here.
I do.
What are some things people can expect for the rest of April here at the thrift store?
The rest of April, I think it's just women's clothing. And then, of course, we have had Cisco on sale on Mondays. And then Tuesday is our Senior and Veteran Appreciation Day.
Cool.
Yep.
Very nice.
We've just put together the May calendar, and we have lots of interesting items on there. We're going to have a DVD sale. We haven't ever had one of those before, so that will be on the 1st of May, that Saturday. We'll still continue to have the Cisco Mondays and the Senior and Veteran Appreciation Day on Tuesdays. Then Wednesdays in the month of May, we're going to have a different section of clothing on sale, and then the rest of the month is going to be lamps, art and frames, adult puzzles and games, and then purses, totes, and luggage. So be sure to check our Facebook page, our Instagram page, the website, stop in at the store so that you can get a copy of the calendar so you can keep up on all the good sales.
Speaking of your Facebook page, I know you're really making a push for people to vote for the Salvation Army Thrift Store and the Best of Fond du Lac. You guys are up for, what, 7 categories? That's pretty cool.
That is pretty amazing. I agree.
So what are some of the categories that you're hoping for people to vote for?
Well, I'm really hoping for sure we win the best resale shop in town. That would be such an honor. But we're also up for antiques, because you never know what kind of items you're going to find. Clothing and shoes. We really do have an amazing selection of shoes. I have a wonderful volunteer who does a great job of making sure that all the shoes are clean, and you're going to find a really nice priced stuff there. And then our clothing, we have like the best deals in town. Sometimes we run a 10 for 10, sometimes we run a half off, but we have a lot of brand name. Some of it's brand new. We get a lot of nice clothing. Other categories that we got nominated in would be like a craft store. So if you're looking for interesting things and projects to do, sometimes you'll find some unique items by us. Furniture. I have had a couple of customers tell me about how this is when they need a piece of furniture, we're the first place they stop, because we really, Fond du Lac is so generous. Mm-hmm. And the donations that we get are such high quality that people who really need furnishings for their apartments can come in and get what they need on a budget. And then also we get some really unique items. So if you're looking to add some extra interest to your house, our furniture selection is really nice. Other items, other places we were nominated was sporting goods. Oh, I can't remember what else off the top of my head, but that might have been it. So
yeah,
like,
number of different categories to vote in, though. So
that's right. So be sure to go to the Facebook page. I have a link in almost every post that I've put up there, and then follow the link and go through and vote. We have one day left.
So yep. Get those votes in.
Yep.
And vote for the Salvation Army Thrift Store. And you mentioned your volunteers that help them with the shoes, but it's Volunteer Recognition Month, I believe. And I know you are in need of some volunteers, too.
Yes. Well, first of all, my volunteers are the most appreciated. One of the best things about our store is that we have a handful. I'm kind of a small store, so it has a really nice family feel. My volunteers take over departments. They take ownership in what they do, and we have a great time. So if you're interested in joining our crew of excellent volunteers, I'm looking for someone who would want to work through our linen department. So that would be like the bedding and the pillowcases and rugs and stuff, to check it over, price it, and put it out on the floor. That's only like 2 hours a week, 2 to 4 hours a week. So it's not a huge commitment, and it's pretty much on your own time schedule. The other type of volunteer we're looking for is someone who would want to come in and straighten. If you've got an eye for making things look beautiful and rearranging things in the store, we would love to have someone come in and help with that. When it gets busier in the year, we don't have as much time to keep up on the appearance of the store. So someone who has a passion for making things pretty and interesting, we would love to have you join our team. To do so, you can just stop in the store and pick up an application, a volunteer application, and then once we've got that filled out, you can start and pretty much do it at your leisure.
Very cool. So that's just at the store. And for folks who aren't familiar, you're right there on Pioneer Road, right?
Correct. Yep. We're behind Culver's, next to Pick and Save on Pioneer.
Very
79
cool.
West Pioneer.
Very cool. Anything else you wanted to highlight this morning?
Just how thankful we are that we have done so well through COVID, that the people of Fond du Lac have just continued to share their donations and their time, and shopped the store so that we could continue to see money coming in, so that we can help through this time. Like we are so thankful that there's almost no words for how wonderful this year has been, even though it's been a very tough year. But it, like, the people in Fond du Lac have made it very nice.
Yeah, we saw that firsthand with our Bucket Brigade, and we talked with Connie a week or so ago about just the generosity of the community and how COVID has impacted everybody, but people have still stepped up to help out. So that's really great to see.
Yes.
Very good. One more time, if people want to get in touch, how can they find out more?
You can look at our Facebook page, our Instagram page, or the website, or you could just stop in at 79 West Pioneer, give us a call. We'd be happy to help hook you up or show you some interesting things to purchase or great things to donate.
Very cool. Thanks, Brenda, for coming in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, Spencer.
Brenda Bertram joining us from the Salvation Army Thrift Store here in Fond du Lac. Check them out today on Pioneer Road, 1047. More coming up.
Are you thinking about seeing...